This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A large coalition of agriculture groups wrote to the Environmental Protection Agency asking it to postpone revocation of chlorpyrifos until it can consider their formal objections to the rule. Allison Crittenden, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained that the August 30th rule goes against EPA science. She says Farm Bureau objects to how EPA has come to this decision to revoke tolerances for chlorpyrifos. We make the case in the letter that EPA's own scientific record on chlorpyrifos shows that there are actually many safe and high-benefit uses of this chemistry that do not pose a dietary or environmental risk. So, in this letter, we're asking EPA to acknowledge that and to stay its decision to revoke the tolerances. Inflation is usually caused when too much money is put into circulation by a central bank, like our Federal Reserve Bank, to pay for government debt or just to stimulate economic activity. This can overheat an otherwise well-balanced economy. Today, we face a different sort of inflation. September's consumer price index was up 5.4% from last year, with specific disruptions cascading throughout the economy, leading to general shortages and price increases. This is similar in many ways to inflation during wartime when governments take dramatic economy-distorting steps to deal with the crisis. The shape of demand suddenly changes, and certain production and trade flows are interrupted. The House Agriculture Committee recently passed the Farm Bureau-backed Cattle Contract Library Act of 2021, which would create a library for cattle contracts within USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. Though a similar library exists for the pork sector, cattlemen are currently unaware of contract terms being offered by packers. The bill would require packers to report terms of alternative marketing agreements between packers and producers, equipping ranchers with additional market data needed to make informed marketing and business decisions. The USDA library would provide producers with key details on cattle contracts, including the type and duration. The American Farm Bureau Federation will present its highest honors, the Distinguished Service Award and the Farm Bureau Founders Award, to former Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and Terry Gilbert, former chair of AFBF's Women's Leadership Committee, respectively, during the 2022 American Farm Bureau Convention, January 7th through 12th in Atlanta, Georgia. AFBF established the Distinguished Service Award in 1928 to honor individuals who have devoted their careers to serving the national interest of American agriculture. Established in January 2017, the American Farm Bureau Federation's Founders Award for exemplary leadership, service, or contributions to Farm Bureau is presented in recognition of outstanding achievements and work in the interest of Farm Bureau. Attention farmers and agritourism entrepreneurs. The American Farm Trail app is a new agritourism app for the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. Sign up for free to showcase your agritourism operation or tour to new visitors. Farms and attractions can create a profile showcasing their operation, history, products, and more. Tourists using the app will be able to search by area, type of attraction, etc. The app is slated to launch next spring. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented on the Fish and Wildlife Service proposal to reverse two critical habitat regulations finalized last December. America's farmers and ranchers care for the natural resources they've been entrusted with and support common sense reforms to National Environmental Policy Act and Endangered Species Act implementation, Duvall said in a statement. We were pleased to see reforms to these regulations during the past few years. He added that AFBF is now equally disappointed that in the space of 3 weeks, the Biden administration has proposed three different changes to these regulations, signaling a return to complicated and burdensome rules that do little to advance conservation goals. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.